All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It is Wednesday, January 29th, approximately 11:26 Central Standard Time. Looking forward to a Broncos victory this weekend. I have no opening comments. Commissioner Crispin or Commissioner Fedorchak?
I have none either.
No.
All right. There are two items on consent. I would move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, item B1, public input. Mr. Diller, I had a request from my colleagues to move the discussion to our next director's meeting, which we're going to be scheduling, Daryl. So that'll move on. Julie, you would like an update us, James Valley Grain. This has been around a while.
I don't really have an update, but I wanted to talk about it because I know we've all been asked about this and we've all done some work on it probably as well. And my inclination would be to try to bring James Valley Grain in here with Red River Valley and Western and BNSF and to talk about what kind of solutions are available for getting a decision on this. From what I've in my discussions with the various groups, it sort of seems to be like they just sort of point the finger to the other person and the decision lies with this one or that one. And it's been going on for a long time. So I didn't know if my fellow commissioners had an appetite for bringing them all in here or if you had concerns about that or what your thoughts might be for how to respond to this.
Well, my thought, I'm never against getting folks together to visit, but by the same token, I think this is an issue that the delegation's well aware of and BNSF has dug in, and I'm not opposed to it. But by the same token, I think this has been out there a long time, and it's clearly a BNSF Red River issue that James Valley Grain has other alternatives I think will get more success, but I don't know. I'm open. I'm not against it.
I think it probably would be a good thing. I don't think that we will ultimately find that we have any authority in that area, but we may very well be able to better clarify that is the case. And, it's easy when you talk to individuals from these entities one at a time, and you get this such a clear message of how the problem is the other guy.
Right.
And if we were able, I'm not sure that they'll all show up, that they want to meet. But it certainly is worth the effort, and if somebody refuses to, that maybe that tells us something too.
Exactly.
And, just on the long shot chance, where I can see us having some authority if it somehow comes back to an issue that would be a rate case, mm-hmm. Then it may be, and I'm doubtful that that's the case, but this would be a way to find out, and if we had them all in the room, then they can't just point right to the other guy all the time.
Yeah, well, I've found that frustrating in talking to the various groups, because it is, they just say, oh, it's their fault, and then it's the other person's fault, and you go, it's a big, huge circle, so let's try to get representatives from each of these groups, the right representatives who actually could have a say in settling this, preferably not somebody who's going to say, well, I don't have the authority to speak on that, so then the circle continues. Let's try to get the right folks together and see if we can be in any assistance in trying to resolve this. Who would organize that?
I was just going to say that what that does is that highlights we don't necessarily have a staff railroad expert because we have almost no jurisdiction on railroads anymore. In the past, we had Mr. Grumman took it on. Lana's done different things. And we did those rail crossings. Who was the staff leader?
Well, I think it was your public input person and legal. And I know last year this time or whenever they wrote to us before, Scott had done much of the correspondence.
Scott
got
railroaded into that.
He did.
Term.
Yeah, but it's a lot of times it's a public input. Sister, so all those other railroad things and legal. So okay. we talked about it.
Now
together.
Is this clearly a Commissioner Crispin portfolio item, since he's got the
probably
role of the
why not? railroad portfolio.
Yeah. I mean, we don't call it the railroad portfolio, but I just wanted to make sure that I was accurate by that.
We're willing to certainly do it. It's just a question of getting it put together. Normally, I think your public outreach person would be the person that would put the meeting together. And that person has those railroad contacts to begin with.
Do we have a hire yet on that we're going to announce one of these days, Daryl?
We will be hopefully announcing this afternoon.
All right, so that'll be he or she's first task then.
Yes.
Well, I don't think we want to wait that long with it. I think we probably have three entities to bring together, BNSF, Red River Valley and Western, and James Valley Grain.
Yep.
Is that correct?
It seems to me, yeah.
So I think BNSF would be the most difficult in that, maybe their decision maker is going to be someone that has to come in from out of state. I think Red River Valley and Western would probably be an in-state person, and certainly James Valley Grain would be an in-state person. So can somebody grab on? And I think the first starting point would be BNSF and see once who could come and when they could come, and then let's try and get everybody together and set a date.
I'll volunteer to do that, but I will need to know who you've talked to there. I know you've all been, talked to these people, and I only have like the consumer names, which is...
I've got John, I've talked with John, I've got his card, and I'd be happy to call him too if you want me to, just to call him and say, here's what we want to do.
John Long at BNSF.
Yep.
And Dan Zink at Red River Valley and Western. And Eric, I can't think of his last name.
The guy that wrote the letter would be okay for that. And we'll coordinate it. If you want to make that first call, that's great.
Okay.
Times.
I could work with you on that, too.
Yeah.
I would like the three of us to think about, though, who's going to be the person. Are you saying you don't want the new consumer affairs person to do this in the future, or you're just saying it's because he or she's too new?
It's too long before they'll be on board.
Right, but are they going to take that role when they get here?
Organizing meetings?
Well, the railroad stuff, because railroad stuff peaks and valleys.
And railroad has like consumer-y questions that person, I think, if you're going to handle consumers, should learn how to answer. But then it has these like rise to the level of state policy lawsuit questions, which are commissioner things.
I think initial calls and stuff, it is the role of the consumer affairs. Okay. I just don't want to wait till we have someone on board to get the meeting process started.
But a year
started.
From now, if we start getting railroad calls to set up hearings for train crossings.
I am hopeful.
We haven't talked about that.
I guess I'm kind of doubtful that we're going to get a meeting in the next couple of weeks with all these three entities together. And unless that happens, I'm hopeful that our new consumer affairs person is involved with this even when it happens. I just want to get the process of making it happen started immediately.
Sure. As all the things we've covered in the last year, this has never really come out. So, okay. What we should do, though, is we should put it on scheduling to get some dates the three of us are available so you have some dates. Okay.
Yes, and I didn't know if you, at this point, you don't need a specific answer to that letter because the call to James Valley will be the answer to the letter.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
That was the main reason I needed input.
Okay.
And I like... to the extent we can, having staff do this. Otherwise, from a PR standpoint, we probably all three should be calling all three of these so that we're all three responsive because the message was sent to all of us where staff calls.
My only thought on some of these folks is getting cooperation. They might be less likely to say no to one of us. To come to the meeting.
Not just say no to the staff, too. Then they will get calls from all three of us.
Right, but they know it's a serious matter. We want to have them there. Sometimes making those calls ourselves is the way to send that message.
But it's always risky business if it's a case that you will be deliberating on at some point. Understand this probably isn't it. There's always that fine line.
Yeah.
I don't want to be calling people about call before you dig because I'm the guy that might be voting on it.
Yeah, this one's just a little different, right. And I don't know.
You'll take care of it, Alana?
Yeah.
And Julie may call or not, and Randy may call, and I may call.
Yeah.
I ain't calling. Okay. EPA comments. I just put it out there we had this, you heard, I guess, the comments I threw out in the media. Do we want to have draft that one of us takes the lead on? Do we just want to sit down? And how do we want to tie up those comments?
Well, I think the tough starting point, I'm sure we all have our own thoughts on what needs to go in there. So a tough starting point is just getting that first draft and bouncing it back and forth. Can we forward something back and forth and add comments to it, or do we have to have working meetings to keep doing that? I know I've got my kind of a page full of points that I think need to be a part of our comments to EPA, but they're not in the form of a letter at this point, so I don't know how we do something like this and follow all the procedures.
Something to either you or Ryan, however you want to do it, and then we could you could have a product that we come back to.
Me or Ryan or Sarah? I thought Sarah was the lead on this, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, legal will look at it, but I didn't. We haven't done much with it at this point.
Sarah's a great point. She's really done a great job.
She was the most familiar, I would think. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Yeah. So we send our points that we think the commission should make to EPA to Sarah, and she'll merge things together into the form of a letter and.
That's okay with Julie? That okay with
Sounds
me?
Good.
Mike, is that okay with you as a person that keeps an eye on Sarah?
I was going to say, I think at some point, like, it would go on an admin or a work session if you're trying to do it more quickly, maybe when the final version is ready, like an order does, but so that there's a meeting to say, yes, this is what I truly want to send.
And a deadline is March 10th, or let's shoot for, like, the last part of February.
Now we're commenting on the new source performance standards and the are we going to have two separate letters? I mean, what's our because there's two separate rules.
I thought the comment period was for just one on March 10th for the existing new source.
I think that's the final comment period for the new source performance standards.
Okay, then
that was exactly my question. I don't know whether if you comment on one, whether they if you comment on both of them in one letter, whether they take that into consideration, or if all these things are being thrown into boxes for the shredder, just one or the other. But
well, you'd have to be specific.
I think we should do two separate ones, but we could do a summary. I think we could do a summary type newsletter as a news release as a follow up, saying here's what we're saying, and that's more of a public information document in North Dakota.
And we can probably use a lot of the same. There might be whole paragraphs that are in both letters, mm-hmm. you know, making some of the points of what the impacts are going to be because they're similar.
Okay. Could we maybe try to shoot for a mid-February deadline so if we then can staff it to other states to see if they'd sign up with us to give us some time to run it by South Dakota and Wyoming and Oklahoma or whoever, just as if that's okay with you guys. I mean, we want to wait till the end because then I don't get any time to put the other. Because I know South Dakota is eagerly awaiting what we do because they think they're with us.
I think even, I don't know, could we get our stuff into Sarah in the next week?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we'll be there.
She's gone a week.
Well, she's
correct?
Gone until Monday.
She'll be back Monday. So, yes, if you.
So, if by the middle of next week she had it, you know, then by a week into February, she can kind of have this put together. We can even get a little ahead of that mid February timeline.
Sounds good to me. Okay. All righty then. Alana, you've got an update for us on...
But we should break them down. Sorry, we're breaking them down by new source and existing source.
Right. Well, two sets.
Two sets for her. Okay.
Anything else?
One more question on that item before we go on, and that is, because I haven't been involved in this yet, are you looking for information from other states? I mean, should someone...
No, I'm not looking for information from other states. Okay. I'm looking for our position.
Yes.
And then staff it to them if they want to sign on with us. But
okay.
No, I'm not
I didn't know. I thought maybe you wanted to see what they were saying, too. But if you don't,
they're
that's
all kind
okay.
of sitting back, quite honestly.
Okay, that's fine. I was just going to get it.
Wyoming's taking a lead a little bit.
One less thing to do.
Yeah. Steve, where are we with all the submitted stuff? It is. Okay.
I saw that email,
so we can. Right? I'm sorry. I haven't caught up with my email yet today.
Yep, it's out there.
Okay.
The audio will be out, well, either probably about noonish. But all the other documents are already out there.
And did we get documents from all of the formal presenters?
We think we did, yeah.
We had that one. We didn't know who it came from. I know John was trying to sort through that.
Yeah, I think we figured that out.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So all the PowerPoints are also out there.
Super. Okay, one more time. Okay, now, Alana, you've got updates for us on the NSP rate case.
Yes, we had a phone call from them last late yesterday afternoon, and we did have a filing from them of partial filing of information. Basically, there's two late filed exhibits that are supposed to come in, and one of them's here, I think, but the other one isn't, if I'm correct. And the one that's here is the information on the 1986 demand allocator issue with FERC. Okay. Mm. Now I've looked through it quickly, but there is a piece part of that that is worth looking at when you have some time, because it's a study. It's a study on demand allocators. I'm not saying it's the, you know, you need to copy it, but it gives you the kinds of things that during that period they looked at and used as guidance and all of that. Like there was a survey through EEI of other states. Might be something we end up incorporating. It's not something it has to be dealt with now, but it's like a little primer on doing studies. So I thought it was useful to look into at some point in time. There is an amended or supplemental settlement coming, but it's not here yet. They did provide a draft of updated language for how to do the study and maintain its impartiality and all of that to us, to staff. But it'll come in a settlement, hopefully Monday. The response to the question of Jerry's and related to commissioner questions about the transmission costs in base rates versus in the rider and the resulting mm-hmm. sort of bottom line revenue needs is supposed to come in Monday. It's taking longer than they anticipated, but they want it to be a good job. We emphasize to them no new evidence. It's got to be, you might summarize what's already in the record. We don't. Looking for anything new that we have to jump through any hoops to incorporate into mm-hmm. the record. Did I miss anything, Mike? I think that's it. So that's come, a little bit's come now. The rest is supposed to come by Monday. And it'll include.
What did you mention right before the transmission stuff? My brain was elsewhere.
The transmission includes one of the late files, which Jerry had requested.
Yep.
And right it before includes that. Kind of a simplification of the revenue numbers in response to the work session
right.
questions. Okay. Right before that, the jurisdictional allocation that I had asked for. It's the other late filed exhibit when
Sparty, the 1986 stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But so what I said attached to that is like a,
right.
a report saying we were told to study this. Here's what we did. Here's how we did it. Here's what we looked at FERC. So it's all things that, you know, you could update and have but part of your new study if you wanted, if a person wanted to.
So once we get that information, then especially the transmission stuff when it comes to the revenue requirements, how are we going to get at then the analysis of what they say they need? And
well, we'd have to have a work session. We'd have to have another work session, I think.
Okay, but can we have staff look at that first
yes.
before then work session so that you guys can say, you know, go through the numbers and
yes.
Okay.
Hopefully that will happen. Now, related to that is the question that came up at the work session, and it came up previously in the hearing too about, well, is five even if you figure out what do you think the revenue requirements support, then is 5550 the right thing, or should it be 4.5, 4.5, 4? You know, those right. questions.
Well, but Alana, that's where I'm going to interject here. We don't need any more work sessions, okay? Let's get the record completed. I heard two commissioners say 5-5 and something that could be validated. Get to that. We can get a vote.
Okay.
I don't want this to get – that's my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
I want this to get all spun back out of control. We had a work session. We had agreement. Commissioner Crisman wants some data that might say otherwise, but I've heard from my viewpoint is we can – if you can put together a deal here that the advocacy staff buys into, we get that put together and we move.
Okay, and I didn't understand that completely, and I thought maybe something different.
If I'm speaking correctly, then that was a good.
Well, that would be great if we can get to that.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
if we need a work session to get to that, I guess I'm not opposed to.
So those key parts, though, about the revenue numbers aren't here.
I want a piece of paper from the company and advocacy staff that you make sense to you.
Okay.
And the work session being, you know what, this looks good, and so that's the point of if the work session is that. Fine, or this looks bad.
Yeah.
But not for us to rehash every point that we've already been through 15 different times on this.
Well, and that's okay either way. I just meant the piece parts that would make you ready for that
yeah.
aren't here yet. Okay, because good. That's the revenue support, the take out the transmission, and change 555 right. to 444, or whatever the thing is that comes in from staff. Those piece parts are coming in supposedly
but
Monday.
But a three-year block and zero in the fourth yeah. year.
Well, I am very glad that the company called yesterday and that this is that gap because we don't want to lose momentum on this.
Right. Right. I think they're burning the midnight oil on it as far as I can
see. They've been kind of busy this last week.
They've been busy, too.
Right.
Commissioner Crisman.
And just to be clear, though, if it turns out that I'm right, that having that those increases divided out over 4 years might be so appealing to one or both of you that you want to change your mind, or factoring in the refund yeah. or the combination of those two things, we need that information in time so that one of you could ask for a work session.
Yes.
Because you said, you know what, now that I look at this, I like that idea.
That would be one possibility, but I'm pretty committed to the three-year deal and zero. I just... We could hash back and forth for a long time, so I'd just soon get the deal we have and move it.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll come in Monday. That's the first big hurdle. And then however much time staff needs to look at it, which shouldn't be too long, depending on everybody's schedule, which I don't know, then you'll see it, and then we can get to you, advisory staff can get to you with when we're ready to
okay.
talk to you.
All right, perfect. Anything else, Commissioner?
Nope.
Julie?
Nope.
Okay, anything else for discussion before we drop the scheduling? Okay. Jerry, can we reschedule that work session?
Yeah, I got some dates from Mitch.
Oh, sure.
When he's available here coming up. And let me just throw one at you and see what happens. How about the 7th in the morning? That's Friday.
We've got a meeting at 10, which we could slide back a little bit, but at 9 o'clock, that's fine by me.
Say that again, Jerry, Friday the 7th?
Yeah.
Oops.
90? Julie?
Yep, that works for me.
Done?
Julie?
Yeah. Yep, I'll be here on the 7th.
So the morning is better than the afternoon for him?
7th a.m., it says.
Okay.
So 9 a.m.?
Well, how long do we think? An hour, I guess, because we have staff. That would do it, I think.
I'm
not opposed to starting at 8:30. I don't know what your guys' schedules are, just to give us a little more time on this one. Does that work for you guys? 8:30 work instead of 9?
Yeah, either one is fine with me.
Julie?
Yeah.
Let's go 8:30, Jerry. Just give us an hour and a half, because that'll be our first big work session on that.
If Mitch is, I do have a 9 o'clock that I can switch, but if Mitch is available in the afternoon, I'd prefer to do one.
He's not in the afternoon. If you guys want, I have some other days.
Well, so get through, what is the next date you have? Let's see that.
I could have backed it up to the 4th.
My only opposition to a different day was going to be that I don't want to keep dragging on so long, but
the 4th is actually wide open for me.
To go earlier, I like that idea better.
I'm in Minot on the 4th for something here, but I think it's a noon thing, so how long does it take to get to Minot? 2 hours?
2 hours.
I was just trying to weasel another day.
Julie, your choice.
Third, I'm open.
Third works for me.
I'll do it in the afternoon. That's sure. Fine, Jerry. Okay. 2 o'clock, Jerry. Give you.
Sure.
Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
All right. 2 p.m. February 3rd. Work session on Basin Electric 345 kV transmission line. So as a setup, we got everything we need, right? You got a draft order yet?
Yeah. Another edition of the proposed findings, and I think that they were trying to file something else that I hope will be here by then.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever we do, that it's a good to have the meeting. The three of us have not really talked about this. So, okay. Thank you, Jerry. Mr. Galleon, we scheduled your budget meeting on top of our hearing. Do you have any preferences, Josh?
No, sir. Whatever works best for you.
How about the afternoon of February 7th, since we might all be around? 1:30? Julie, Randy?
That works for me.
1:30, you said?
Yeah, does that work?
Yep.
Josh, does that work for you?
Yes, sir.
You've already, did you forward the presentation out to everybody? Why don't you send it there? Send it to everybody, and if they have questions, they can. You guys can back and forth beforehand. All righty then. Director's meeting, Mr. Nitschke. We got to keep doing these, Darrell. We keep forgetting these in scheduling. So, February 3rd, what's going on in the morning there? I have nothing in the morning. Randy, Julie, you guys got anything in the morning? Since we know that might be a free date.
I
do early in the morning, but... Okay. Later on in the morning, but I can be here 10:30, 11, something like that.
Julie?
I have a standing meeting with PUD at 11, but I can see if they want to do it earlier, so that could probably work.
Okay, so we can make that 11 a.m. on February 3rd, director's meeting, with topic one being public input, and then whatever else the staff wants to put on there. And okay. And I don't know, for any, Julie, we can think of anything we want to add on there. The budget update
maybe
will be coming, so.
I'd add the creation of the public affairs portfolio. Is that what was it? Consumer affairs.
The recreation, no less.
Recreation, yes.
You can use creation. Good point. Okay. Now we're into James Valley Grain meeting. I don't know. Do we want to pick some dates for Alana to work? That'd seem easier. Well,
and if you would like me to be there, I'm gone from the 8th to the through the 18th. NARUC and the Boston.
So you're going to NARUC then deal. To cover for me in that clean coal meeting?
I guess if you want me to, yeah. I'm going Saturday, so.
Well, let's just go by the numbers here. The 4th is busy. The 5th, we have MDU hearings. The 6th is full with FIMSA. The 7th, we just filled up. The 10th, well, you're going to be gone, right?
Yeah, if you need me there, and I don't know that you do. It's really a whole different issue. I mean, it's really, as I can see from doing it last year, too, not got a lot of legal, but if you
I think we should have Alana if we can. I mean, this thing has been going on for years, so a week isn't going to, you know.
Yeah, I'm gone till.
I'm just trying to follow what you three said. Two said you really wanted it quicker than 3 weeks, and we're already going to be back to 3 weeks.
Well, I didn't want to start trying to organize it 3 weeks later. I want calls going out and stuff as soon as possible, but if we, you know.
All right, so you're back the 18th. The 19th, we have a hearing. The 20th, we have a hearing. The 21st, we're in Minot. 24th and 25th.
Well, the 25th, I believe, is Fargo Anderson, if I'm not mistaken.
And I'm up in Williston for One Oak. The 26th is...
Well, what about the 24th? Did we miss that one?
I'm up in One Oak with Williston that day. But if you two want to do
we'll
that...
We'll be going to Fargo. I mean, we'll be leaving.
You guys will be transmitting over there.
We'll be meeting.
Enbridge the 27th. 28th of February. I don't have anything.
Do we have informals on the 26th scheduled?
I'm guessing not yet. We could do that. That's a convenient time for the commission.
Yeah.
Informal.
We could do it.
Let's give Alana some dates then. So the 13, 1:30 and the 26th. The 27th, we're in Minot. The 28th, I have nothing the 28th.
28th, I could do it too.
Me too.
So let's give them the morning.
Have any time if they wanted morning or afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then let's go we'll give them one more date.
After 10 on the 28th for me.
Okay.
After 10, okay. We got a formal the 4th, March 3rd, 5th. I'm free the 5th. Randy, the 5th.
Actually, the 28th, you know what? That doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know the time of it. It would probably be for a fairly brief period, but the 5th is the day that we committed to presenting railroad information to SBAR. Sure be nice if we had this meeting before that.
Might be.
Well, that's good. The only date we have open is the 26th.
We'll push for the 26th.
Okay. February 3rd didn't work?
Sometimes that simplifies things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do you just want to
The 3rd worked for me.
The 3rd, does that work for you?
But that's like next Monday.
I'm sorry, March 3rd.
March.
Because we have February 26th. And the next day
March 3rd works for me.
March 3rd works for me.
Okay.
Give them those two dates, Alana, and then see what they come back with.
See if you can push for the 26th, though.
All right. Okay. Okay, I think that's all I have on my sheet. Julie Rand, anything that I missed you'd like to put on?
I don't think so.
Okay, Steve, what do we got going? When's your that presentation? Is that today? 2:30 today. And where do we have to be?
Well, tentatively, and it's still there, so I assume.
It's a Takawiri room.
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's not on my calendar. Did you send around an appointment?
I sent it around, and so did Pam. You should have got an official one from Pam and one from me as well.
Not an email, but an appointment.
Correct.
I've never seen one of them.
Yeah, they would come direct.
I don't know why it's not here.
I didn't see it come through on the calendar.
Yeah, so I looked when I got the invite that she was on there.
So tell me, why wouldn't it be here then? What
That's
did I do?
A good question.
Because I don't even think I can delete them.
No, I didn't remember even seeing it.
Really?
Mm-mm. No. That's been happened before already that she didn't.
Well, I put it in myself.
On our calendar.
Well, you guys sort out with Julie why you didn't get it. But Esther, can you put it for announcing the three of us?
Yeah, I'm not questioning, but it's weird that it didn't show up here. So that I need to know why
I'm
doing
it. Email and see if it is sitting in there.
Just put all three of us down.
Maybe
email group.
But
UMMEL.
Usually it shows unaccepted, yeah.
The only thing I can think of is if you decline it,
UMMEL group, Sakakawea room.
Well, here's my question, though, for Steve. So what, are we just all three going down there to hear what the results are? I don't imagine there's going to be any comment period. Or
well,
there,
I don't, that's you think the question. Be? We don't know what the
We don't know what's going on.
Right. Okay. So I think we probably want to be in the room to see if there is discussion and what that may be. Should be an interesting. ITD will be there, and the four agencies.
So you think it is useful for us to be there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you've got other commitments, Randy, I mean, I'll be there. So if you've got other stuff, I don't. You know, we don't need all three of us there, but you're certainly welcome. That's why I wanted to double check that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a legislative hearing, I think, almost. So okay, I have nothing else for the meeting, Julie, Randy.
Nope.
All right, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. So